You're listening to KBOO Portland.
Will we go on turning pages? Philip Roth believes we won't.
Philip Roth is one of our greatest American writers. His career spans over 50 years and 31 books, from the National Book Award-winning Goodbye Columbus in 1959 to his last novel, Nemesis, in 2010. Roth passed away in May 2018 at the age of 85 after a long, productive, and often controversial life. That life, the good and the bad, comes alive on the page in Blake Bailey's new book, Philip Roth, the Biography, just out from W.W. Norton. Tune in this Friday, April 9th at 9 a.m. for a special edition of KBOO's Between the Covers as we talk with Blake about his new book, his research, his own conversations with Roth, and the virtues and vices of a very full and complex writing life. That's this Friday morning, April 9th at 9.
Tune in to KBOO on Thursday, April 22nd for Earth Day special programming. The climate crisis is one of the most pressing issues we face today. On Earth Day, KBOO will be exploring the impacts of climate change and climate action. We'll feature activists, organizations, and everyday people who are making a difference in the fight for climate justice. Join KBOO on Earth Day, April 22nd from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. for dedicated Earth Day special programming. Here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. Low Res Edition. Stay tuned for music, Super Indian, and all your favorites coming up on today's show.
Yeah. ready for this ride. This Indian car, the Phoenix, Joey Style, Keys of Cola, strap on your seatbelts.
But my car does boast, I'm a snaggin'. No one's on the wagon. It's a bony, more than a car. It's a friend, it's a homie. It's there when I'm lonely, there when I'm sad. My Indian pony is there when I'm mad. It's got a lot of miles with some life left in it. I always got a smile when I wipe that finish. Four chrome rims with the windows tinted. 12-inch subs with the bass all in it. It knows no limits, knows no fear. I go slow when the popo's near. Cause the popo's here, but for miles away. When the coast is clear, but the smile and safe. I love this car, with not trade it for a minute. Because my car gets me all the day to women.
Got to make it to this powwow tonight.
Yeah. of our ancestors. You're lost, boy. Look inside, you'll find him. You're gone, girl. You're strong enough to survive it.
For metaphors, so let them all in the door. I never settle for creating a vision of different living. If it wasn't given from the visit, you're missing my lyricism. Listen, I'm hitting and spitting and politicking on the REZ decisions of living in poverty. Your heart to see my sovereignty. It causing me to follow GOD philosophy. Constantly gossiping, no equality or harmony. Can I get a job? No, you can't. You're not related, man. I hate to see it when I'm animated. Get faded, a native awaited to say it. So debated or play it. Everything in life has a price and it's spiritual. You'll pay it, lay it down and spray the clouds with lyrics. Spiritual flow, just to let you know it's on my chest, but you don't hear it. No, we keep on rocking and shocking, cause the time is ticking, talking, and we locking it down. Till you open, we keep knocking work.
Say that we are free. If you put oil in the water, we won't sit quietly. And they were singing, stand up, stand up for what's right. Don't walk, don't walk silently to the night. You want and say you come in peace. If you don't open your eyes, how can you see? And we were cheering, stand up, stand up for what's right. Don't walk silently to the night. Take my hand and wear it. See us through. If you fight for me, I'll fight for you.
gold. Money has spent us, left us in small boxes, dark rooms, bright screens, empty tombs, left investing our time in hollow philosophies to placate the fear of our bodies returning back into our mother. Demand awakening. The path we have taken has rotted. Ignite, stand upright, and conduct yourself like lightning, because the retribution will be swift.
No, we didn't. Super Indian.
Super Indian, the sock.
Mega Bear, quit fooling with the radio. Dioji picked that station.
Super Indian, how do you know Dioji likes this station?
What do you mean? You know he can talk.
I only heard him talk that one time. It's not fair. You know what Dioji says and I don't. You do creep me out.
Oh, Mega Bear, Dioji loved you.
We got any more moose jerky?
Mega Bear will be at the community house in less than an hour. The kids want to meet some real superheroes. And they're super, super dog.
Nobody rubs my ears.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, hey, get your hands off me.
Hey,
quit. Super Indian, Wampum Bax is standing in the middle of the highway.
Yes, it's time for Super Indian. Mega Bear crawls from the wreckage of the Res Rocket to find Super Indian unconscious. Dioji sits by his side.
Yep.
Wampum Bags is gone, Dioji. The Res Rocket ran over Super Indian by mistake. Bad car.
Ow.
Super Indian hurt his head. A strong smell will wake him up. I need something stinky.
Yep, yep.
Dioji, I can't understand you. No tainted cheese. No superpowers. All I have is what Creator gave me. I can't lift this car off Super Indian.
Yep.
Nobody around for miles. Grandma! Grandpa! I need you!
Mega Bear is not alone. Watching undetected is Wampum Bags, wearing a leisure suit that renders him invisible?
What a pathetic sidekick. Wait till I get a taste of my Acme Thunder Maker.
Oh, those clouds look dark and evil.
Ooh, yep.
Oh! Oh, Monster Cloud, that was close. Super Indian, we have to get out of here. That cliff is gonna give way. Oh, I've never seen a dog hit by lightning. Smells like burnt fur and wet socks. Dioji, you okay?
Mega Bear.
Dioji?
Mega Bear.
Dioji!
Mega Bear!
Dioji!
Mega Bear! Your socks harbor a putrid scent that can revive Super Indian.
Holy hot dog! I can understand you, Dioji! Wow, you still sound like that guy on Frasier.
For the love of Swedish meatballs, the lightning was not supposed to make the Res Dog audible to everyone. Stinking technology. I'm going back to my hockey game.
Mega Bear, quickly, take off your boot. Oh, what a rank, foul odor.
Oh, Dioji, you were right. These do smell really bad. Super Indian, I'm sorry for what I'm about to do to you. Here goes the sock. Hey, what happened to the crickets?
What? Oh, Greek Delorious! Ghost! Who cut the cheddar? Yeah!
Super Indian, we feared you were lost.
I wasn't feared, Dioji.
You can hear him, Mega Bear.
Not now!
The cliff above! Oh. It's giving way!
Mega Bear, I can still smell that sock from here.
Hours later, the Res Rocket returns to the Leaning Oak Reservation.
Mega Bear, can you really hear Dioji?
Super Indian, he sounds all gooder. That thunderbolt was the ultimate Dioji smackdown.
Mega Bear, may technology and science solve the riddle that is your everyday speech.
Many more Super Indian adventures can be yours. Let me be your guide. Tune in next time for another exciting adventure of Super Indian!
Super Indian!
A Native Voices at the Autry production.
Who teach us of our creation and our past, so we may preserve Mother Earth for ancestors yet to come. We are the land.
This is dedicated to our relatives before us, thousands of years ago, and to the 150 million who were exterminated across the Western Hemisphere in the first 400 years' time, starting in 1492.
To those who have kept their homelands, and to the nations extinct due to mass slaughter, slavery, deportation, and disease unknown to them, and to the ones who are subjected to the same treatment today.
To the ones who survived the relocations and the ones who died along the way. To those who carried on traditions and lived strong among their people. To those who left their communities by force or by choice and through generations no longer know who they are.
To those who search and never find, to those that turn away the so-called non-accepted, to those that bring us together, and to those living outside, keeping touch, the voice for many.
To those that make it back to live and fight the struggles of their people, to those that give up and those who do not care, to those who abuse themselves and others, and those who revive again, to those who are physically, mentally, or spiritually incapable by accident or by birth.
To those who seek strength in our spirituality and ways of life, and those who exploit it, even our own. To those who fall for the lies and join the dividing lines that keep us fighting amongst each other.
To the outsiders who step in, good or bad, and those of us who don't know better. To the leaders and prisoners of war, politics, crime, race, and religion, innocent or guilty.
To the young, the old, the living, and the dead. To our brothers and sisters and all living things across Mother Earth,
and her beauty we've destroyed and denied the honor that the Creator has given each individual.
The truth that lies in our hearts, all my relations.
Johnny Depp's Tonto by Natanya Ann Pulley. Dear Johnny Depp's Tonto, we are going to have to talk about next year when your Disney movie about the Lone Ranger and Tonto hits. An in-production photo of you has emerged and it makes me nervous. You have a blackbird on your head. Johnny Depp Tonto Blackbird Head, tisk tisk. That bird might pluck your eyes out, man. The moment it hit my Facebook newsfeed, the updates from my friends went nutso. What is this look? Is it genuine? Is Johnny Depp Native American or native enough? Does he, like so too many others, have a distant Indian princess in his lineage? He said his great-grandmother is Creek or Cherokee. He's not sure which. This Creek or Cherokee-ness of him amounts to one line on his Wikipedia page. Can casually embracing being part of this or that tribe somehow carry us forward? I can get stuck somewhere between the first and second question, shamefully. Am I supposed to know? As a half-Navajo, if this look is genuine, will my half-blood tell me, or can I Google it? I Googled it, and there is some history there. It took some work, though, to worry and to Google the Native American images and questions that come to me. I'm not sure if educating the public is your intention, Johnny Depp Tonto. And if so, I doubt non-Native folk will do the same. It's exhausting. I'm not sure if you know what it's like undoing stereotypes and ignorance from a laptop. Someone else dressed you, fancied you up, and you'll be huge and flat on the big screen, a glossy fetish truth to someone. Let's not forget the Johnny Deppness of you, Tonto. Personally, I'm fine with a bit of Johnny Deppness in things. I grew up in a world that just had Johnny Depp in scissors, in dreary mansion, in drag, in grease, in the cutesy side of mental unstable romance, and with Sweeney Blades. Yeah, I'm a sucker for this, and for a bit old Burton perfected gloss to my goth. Take a little Johnny Depp with my coffee, if asked, but this is different. The questions come, and not from just one friend or another, but they resonate, and not up and out of the tribal sands so ancient or from drumming ancestors speaking through time, but just in my bones. You know, like how regular folk wonder things. Why is another non-native playing a native? It's not as easy as, there's no Native American Johnny Depp. If you tell me, Johnny Depp Tonto, that there is not enough of us, I'll pluck your eyes out myself. We are here. We are out there, artists, film writers, directors, actors, poets, authors, and musicians. Cashiers. Engineers. Doctors, etc., etc. We are everywhere, just not on your screen or any screens near you. There could be someone even more sexy, slinking, bitingly dark, but kind of funny, sweet, and clever, less gothy superstar than Johnny Depp. A Native American someone. There really could be. But we might never know. I've also heard, a little birdie said, that it's possible for the movie's Johnny Depp Tonto character might be a white man renegade pretending to be native and hiding from the law. Wouldn't that be something? Couldn't that explode the thing? What if the Tonto of a Johnny Deppness brought up so many of the right questions? What is it like to think one can dress and hide in a culture? What might it mean for a character to work his or her, although I do like the Johnny Deppness switch, through complexities of living out a life like a native? Might this strip the fetish off you, Johnny Depp Tonto? Couldn't it catch the attention of a particular student in a friend's class that actually asked, just this year, mind you, why is there a car in this Sherman Alexie story? Native Americans don't have cars, they ride horses. Can you imagine, Johnny Depp Tonto? You. More than pixels, more than matter made shade, but you, an explosion of heritage, wearing heritage among heritage, mistaken as and hiding within heritage. Like what history is before it's flattened. But Johnny Depp Tonto, I imagine we won't have these sort of conversations by the time your, wait, the Lone Rangers movie hits. And I won't be able to say, yeah, at least he gets it, when image after image of Native American person becomes across my screen, and it's some stoic face brave or nature fairy or cartoon figure Indian. My Facebook newsfeed shows something different, by the way. You should get one. My Indian friends love to smile, love to laugh, and swear, and ham it up. You might be surprised by how many birds, wolves, and bears aren't in our profile pictures. Johnny Depp Tonto, I hope you get to be one of ours. I hope there's more to you than the starkness of your white and black face. I hope you get an itch to step off that big screen and take a space in the world that doesn't knock us back into shirtless, whooping half-animal extras. High hopes. So mostly, I hope you don't end up in an in-bag costume to sell at Halloween. They'll just snip the Jack Sparrow braids a bit, move around a few trinkets and feathers, and you'll be ready to wear. On bodies, on backpacks, on bedsheets. I'm worried for you. You'll be everywhere for anyone to try on, and the DVDU will be out in time for the holidays. Christmas will hit with your team design face on everything and shopping for and around you at that time of year. Well, it's probably going to be a slaughter. Savagely yours, Natanya Ann Pulley.
Hey! sensation. Lord, the cops turn on the heat. If you talk peace in the streets, organize my brother and sister. We'll win this world again. There's mean things happening in this world. There's mean things happening in this world. Mean things happening now. Na na, na na. There's mean things happening.
Yeah. It's coming.
Way, oh, hey, hi.
listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282 BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220 HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
Did you know that KBOO is streaming live on the web? Well, you do now. Just type www.